How can you see into my eyes like open doors? Leading you down into my core, where I become so numb. Without a soul, my spirit.
Good morning. Good morning, and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, November 10th, 2017, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild ride it is. There is some sanity here and there, though. And so hopefully we'll kind of talk about that. I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all road warriors, those who would esteem ourselves to be, and as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. Real fast, I just wanted to say a couple of things. First, I apologize for not getting to all the callers yesterday. That, I think, is important, and I'm going to make an effort to make sure that we do that. This is a broadcast, obviously, that happens only because of your interest, and so not to take your calls is just unacceptable. So we'll get better at that, and so I apologize to folks like Paul yesterday. I promise we'll do better on that. I'll do better on that. And as far as calls are concerned, there is a certain level of decorum that we're going to maintain. We usually on this broadcast, we let folks, we give people what is generally referred to as psychological air. You are free to express your views and your opinions, as you see fit. And, I don't like to impose any sort of rules on that. I think that we should all self-govern, self-manage, but I feel that it's time that we maybe set some guidelines or rules for the road. And what I mean specifically on that is just two things. The language has to stay family-oriented. That's all there is to it. We can't have any kind of deviation from that. So, on the calls, let's keep the language family-oriented. And furthermore, on the issue of discord, there's nothing wrong with disagreeing. In fact, I think it's healthy to disagree. We don't learn from each other oftentimes if there's no disagreement. In other words, if we all agree on the same things all the time, then that could be a sign that we're not really growing. It's possible. Not always, but possible. But with the issue of discord, sowing seeds of discord, that's a different animal altogether. And so that's something that I'm not a fan of. And so if that's something that is instrumental to a call, then that call probably won't last very long either. Just so you know, there's nothing wrong with disagreeing, but if we can't disagree in a healthy fashion, then that kind of borders on things that we see kind of happening in this society that cause a myopia, a target fixation, and a ruinous course in society. So on that note, Fox and Friends this morning had Dr. Jordan Peterson on, psychology professor at University of Toronto, talking about the Drexel University professor who expresses a view that a number of people are holding, and this is one side of a conflict that is kind of what I'm talking about. This is, you know, addressing the seeds of discord with a certain with regard to a certain issue. And Dr. Jordan Peterson does a good job of explaining just what it is, just how it works. It's brilliant. So this was Dr. Jordan Peterson on Fox and Friends this morning. Go ahead.
All right. Remember that Drexel professor who wanted a white genocide for Christmas? I hate even saying that. Well, he's back, and he's now blaming whiteness for the Texas church shooting. Take a listen.
Whiteness is a structure of privilege, and it's a structure of power. And it's a structure that when it feels threatened, you know, lashes out.
Wow. So is this another sign of chaos in on college campuses? And is there anything that we can do about it?
Joining us right now is a psychology professor from the University of Toronto and the author of the upcoming book, 12 Rules for Life, an Antidote to Chaos, Dr. Jordan Peterson. Doctor, good morning to you. Thanks for having a couch call today.
You bet.
What do you make of this Drexel professor who's been in and out of the news so often, and now he's blaming that for the cause of the shooting in Texas?
I think he's applying his ideological formula to a very complex problem. It's an easy thing to do. It's this sort of postmodern formula that's taught to university students everywhere now.
What is the formula?
Attribute everything to racial disparity and oppression, victimization.
Just everything?
Well, essentially, it's a recasting of Marxism, I would say. And it, with the Marxist theory, it was rich against poor, bourgeoisie against proletariat. And that was recast in the 1970s as oppression due to group identity, essentially. Mm-hmm. And so that's where identity politics came from. It's a formula you can learn in about a day. And then you can use it to explain everything.
Mm-hmm. College is designed to teach you to think about the world and prepare you for the world outside of college. How is this helping that? And what kind of students are we getting when they're 22, 23, whenever they graduate?
You have the tense wrong. College was that.
Understood.
So, and I don't think it is that in many cases now, especially in the liberal arts. And that's a real catastrophe.
Much different than my experience 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah, well, things have changed dramatically in the last 5 years, I would say. And we saw this rise of political correctness in the 1990s. It burst forward in between 1990 and about 1993. And then it seemed to subside a little bit, but it's back with an absolute vengeance now. And we know that most of the university campuses, in the liberal arts anyways, are heavily dominated by leftist thinking, and radical leftist thinking for that matter.
Well, what happened, Doctor, in the early 90s to spawn this?
Well, I think it's popped up more or less repeatedly since the late 1960s. I'm not sure exactly why.
Starting with the anti-war movement?
With the anti-war movement, but there was a fair bit of radical thinking in the 1960s on the left side, and many of those people ended up teaching in universities, and with the rise of postmodernism, that's a huge factor. That was a French intellectual school, that was a transformation of Marxism into identity politics, essentially, mm-hmm. And because it's, I think, in some sense, because it requires almost no intellectual effort and leaves you with an overwhelming sense of moral superiority, it's very attractive to people.
Mm-hmm.
They're basically teaching young people, I would say, to be ideological avatars, to go act out this pernicious doctrine in the real world.
Well, some of them were doing that. They were howling at the moon. They were screaming in the night. They were upset. The year anniversary, a few days ago, President Trump being elected. What do you make of that?
Well, I think a lot of that is a kind of narcissism. You know, I mean, that sort of public display. It's probably amplified to a great degree by social media and media in general, right? Because this sort of highly emotional display does make a reasonable news clip. But
what's the danger here?
Well, the danger is everywhere at the moment. The danger is increased polarization. We're seeing that nonstop at the moment. And I think it's mostly because the people on the radical left are pushing way too hard. That's right. My estimate. You see that in Canada as well as the United States and all around the Western world.
I want to ask you this because I live in a very Democrat state, Connecticut, right?
Yeah.
None of my friends would ever operate like this. Now, granted, my friends are older. They find this reprehensible. So I mean, it seems like a lot of Democrats are fired up about this idiocy.
Oh, yeah. Well, lots of people who are in what you might describe as the liberal center are very unhappy that the political landscape on the left side has shifted way over to the radical leftist side. That's a very common sentiment now. And I think it's happening faster than people really understand. So it's almost impossible to overstate how influential these postmodern doctrines have become and how they're seeping in now into corporations, mostly through HR departments.
I read an article, and it was about Barbara Corcoran, and she was talking about people she hires and doesn't hire. And when she's investing in companies like we see on Shark Tank, she says, if you're a victim, she hates the word victim and people who have that victimized mentality where they are the victim. Woe is me. Do you see that more and more? Is that like a millennial thing or is it?
Well, it's a form of justification for the use of power. You know, if you're a victim and you can ascribe moral superiority to yourself, then you're justified in the use of force. And I did a paper with a student of mine who had been toured the mass graves in Eastern Europe in Yugoslavia with the UN, and we looked at the precursors to genocide, and one of them was an enhanced sense of victimization that allows you to lash out at the hypothetical perpetrators before they do anything, because you're being victimized. You saw the same thing to some degree in Nazi Germany.
Yeah, Hitler. Hitler felt very victimized.
Yeah, Hitler claimed that the Jews were victimizing Germany, essentially. And so once you're a victim and you have all the moral status that goes along with being a victim, then you can't do any wrong, essentially. Right. So,
interesting discussion. Dr. Jordan Peterson's new book is called 12 Rules for Life, An Antidote to Chaos, which we certainly need now. Doctor, thank you very much.
Thank you, Doctor.
Hey, thanks very much for the invitation.
Dr. Jordan. Dr. Jordan Peterson, breaking it down, telling it like it is. We need more folks to do that, that can do that. Get his new book, circulate it far and wide. I don't know about you, but I would say that was fantastic. I mean, making a whole lot of sense there in a crazy world where, you know, stuff doesn't make much sense. Anyway, you know, back to kind of the hypocrisy, I suppose, of national military establishment and its media. So Catherine Herridge talks about a new report. This is interesting. Listen to this.
In threat reporting, and it warns that drones used on the battlefield by ISIS and Al-Qaeda may be deployed by recruits inside the U.S. The acting Secretary of Homeland Security, Elaine Duke, said the U.S. continues to face one of the most challenging threat environments since 9/11, with foreign groups urging recruits to adopt easy-to-use tools to target public places and events. This bulletin goes well beyond the use of vehicles as weapons, as we saw to deadly effect in New York City, when an ISIS sympathizer murdered 8 people and injured a dozen others. The bulletin, which replaces the color-coded post-9/11 system, reads in part, terrorist groups are urging recruits to adopt easy-to-use tools to target public places and events. Some terrorist groups overseas are using battlefield experiences to pursue new technologies and tactics, such as unmanned aerial systems and chemical agents that could be used outside the conflict zones. Homeland Security officials emphasize that ISIS and Al-Qaeda use these attacks to recruit and raise money, and they continue plotting large-scale mass casualty attacks against passenger jets and air cargo. This week, during confirmation hearings, the president's nominee to lead the department was pressed on these issues.
I'd like you to specify what steps you will take, if confirmed, in the first 30 days to address the threat from our terrorism diaspora.
Making sure that we use a JTF, a Joint Task Force-like mentality within the department to make sure that we're leveraging all the different parts, and to be very clear and prioritize what the threat is, making sure that we're addressing today's threat and not yesterday's, the month before.
Nielsen also has a strong cybersecurity background and is very focused on the scope and pace of cyber attacks against the power grid, government systems, and, of course, the electoral systems leading up to the midterm election.
That's interesting. You know, most of that is kind of I don't know. We get sidetracked in the details on stories like that. And I think what's interesting about that story is the hypocrisy, you know. It's interesting that the national military establishment wants to make sure that no one but it has the implements of war. And, you know, so a couple of things will probably come out of this. We'll see the usual hoarding of resources. And then, of course, those resources will find their way into the wrong hands. We got to make sure that the wrong people don't get them. They'll find their way into the wrong hands. And we'll catch folks that we've given them to. And that'll be a pretext for bad things. And then, of course, you know, other folks that frenemies that we want to have them, we'll use them and it's the same old nonsense. How did they get them? Well, another 50-ton weapons cache that fell into the wrong hands. So that was interesting. I think we should just stick with the first video. That was pretty fantastic. I think that truly, you know, we all should go out and get Dr. Jordan Peterson's book. I think it's interesting that this month there's a big push on the discussion of the Bolshevik Revolution. The 100-year anniversary of the October Revolution was last month, and so it's interesting we're talking about it in hindsight now. I've been seeing that in the news for the last week or so, which I think is fascinating. I'm not quite sure why that is. I don't recall seeing that before. I don't remember seeing it in September or whatever. I think it would have been better. I think that's part of the programming. It works when you can rewrite history, so to speak, instead of getting out in front of it, if that makes sense. Saying, watch for this, for example. So, I don't know. Just an observation. But again, you know, in the context of that subject matter, this Russian Revolution nonsense, Bolshevik Revolution, October Revolution, and the 100-year anniversary. What Dr. Jordan Peterson said, I think, is brilliantly stated. And we all need to understand that message. I mean, that's really kind of the underlying message when it comes to discord on this broadcast. And it is so easy to fall prey to this victim mentality, as Dr. Jordan Peterson describes it. And he does a brilliant job, I think, of breaking it down. We're all victims. I mean, if we're honest, we're all victims in this society. That's just a fact. We, as I've talked about, I mean, you think about it, what is happening in this society is really kind of the victimizing of everyone. We have this, one of the central themes of Balkanization, one of the main ways that you Balkanize people is what is known as a beggar thy neighbor approach. In other words, in simple terms, the beggar thy neighbor approach is to seek benefits for a minority at the expense of the majority. And the reverse of that is to penalize the majority for the sins of the minority. And so we have both of those things happening, and it's, you know, it results in a psychological trauma that really is inflicted upon people just about daily. Anyway, we'll talk more when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy Cleaner is $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the Energy Cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the Energy Cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here?
Welcome back. Oh my goodness. I was looking for a clip of yesterday's a little segment from yesterday's The Five on Fox. And can't find it. But let me just give you the gist. We've heard that the attack on Senator Rand Paul by a neighbor, this bizarre attack that now is being called a blindside. You know, initially the story that the press circulated and the Washington Examiner debunked the story about landscaping. And it's just kind of an example of how when the media practices the telephone game, it it gives itself an air of plausible deniability. Because, you know, if you refer to their story and they refer to their story and, you know, the telephone game, then we can just kind of make stories up when we get 2 or 3 degrees separated from the original story, if that makes sense. And so I think that's sort of what happens a lot these days, to generalize. A lot of stories get blown out of proportion and misdirected as a result of playing fast and loose with the facts and references to other stories specifically. Anyway, the story now is that it was a bizarre attack out of nowhere. The Fox headline, Rand Paul's office calls violent attack a blindside, knocks down reports of yard dispute. It was a blindside. So you have this bizarre encounter. Rand Paul's neighbor, Rene Boucher, entered a not guilty plea. I think that was yesterday. And so Senator and Rand Paul has 6 broken ribs now. It was we heard 5 initially, and I meant to talk about this. I forget what day it was. I think it was the 4th or the 5th, but basically this is the point. I speculated from the beginning that it had nothing to do with the yard. And so my conjecture or my supposition was that it had to do with a tweet that Rand Paul tweeted on November 2nd. I thought it was curious. All of a sudden he's attacked in very violent fashion. 2 days after he tweets, my hope is that Jerome Powell will abandon Yellen's resistance to transparency and finally agree to a full audit of the Fed. You know how people have accidents when they challenge the money powers? Yeah, that would be my guess. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn, you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. Welcome back. So on the Rand Paul subject, you know, this, all of this subject matter ties together. Is it me or is it all kind of the same discussion? I need to, I need to get to that reading list. The book, Mike Rivero, or the video, excuse me, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars. If you haven't watched it, watch it. It's 42 minutes long. That's short. It's less than an hour long. It's brilliant. All Wars Are Bankers' Wars. There's a book. Gosh, it escapes me. Which the book of fairly similar title. Can't remember it right now. And so getting back to yesterday's discussion, you know, we get target fixated often. And the founders warned us. Washington's farewell address, Jackson's farewell address, et cetera, et cetera. You know, Jefferson's bill for the preamble for the bill for the more general diffusion of knowledge. We are cautioned by history against target fixation. It's these people. It's the people with this last name or who look like this or whatever. The trouble with that, really just kind of out of the gates, is that people that will do what this coterie of folks that we're probably referring to is they will deploy misdirection. They will mask themselves. They will present a false enemy so that you will target fixate and self-target. And the dangers of that are obvious. So that, I think, is why we're cautioned against that. One of the best ways or the best illustrations of that, I suppose, is Jefferson's Bill for the More General Diffusion of Knowledge. The preamble to which in which he wrote, whereas it appeareth that, however, certain forms of government are better calculated than others to protect individuals in the free exercise of their natural rights and are at the same time themselves better guarded against degeneracy, yet experience hath shown that even under the best forms, those entrusted with power have, in time and by slow operations, perverted it into tyranny. And it is believed that the most effectual means of preventing this would be to illuminate, as far as practicable, the minds of the people at large, and more especially to give them knowledge of those facts which history exhibiteth, that possessed thereby of the experience of other ages and countries, they may be enabled to know ambition under all its shapes, and prompt to exert their natural powers to defeat its purposes. So, inform their discretion, as he put it another way. Jefferson said, I know of no safe depository of the ultimate powers of government but the people themselves, and if we think them not capable of exercising their control of the wholesome discretion, the remedy is not to take it from them, but to inform their discretion. So, in a parallel to this, getting knowledge up is important. This was the bill for the more general diffusion of knowledge was sort of a pretext to public education, and never really got the kind of traction it should have gotten, and ended up being hijacked. The concept was hijacked by Horace Mann and company in the mid 19th century. And of course, fast forwarding to now, you know, we have a bunch of mind-controlled, functionally illiterate folks, which is very unfortunate. And you know, it's interesting that we see this just complete homogenization of everything. It's a one-button society. I call it the tyranny, assumptive tyranny. No, it's, you know, the algorithms, the experts, they all say, you know, this is what's best for all of us. And on that note, I think it would be good to play a clip from one of William Easterly's talks. Speaking of a book list, The Tyranny of Experts is a great book. William Easterly wrote, published back in 2014. And the Wikipedia entry says, The Tyranny of Experts is a 2014 book by the development economist William Easterly, arguing that there are no silver bullets for promoting economic development, and that the best hope is to support economic, political, and personal freedom worldwide. What a concept. And this has a, you know, there are choices that we make that have profound implications. I'll give you an example in simple terms, hopefully. When we choose to patronize big box stores, essentially what we're doing is we're kind of getting back to that victimization. We're kind of victimizing ourselves, because as you can see, there is a momentum to those kinds of choices. These big box stores are privy to deals that the mom and pop stores are not. Tax relief, all kinds of government, corporate welfare is kind of what most people call it. And a number of benefits that these smaller stores are not privy to. The Walmart Fusion Center agreement with the federal government, for example. Walmart is one of a few big chains that participate in stockpiling and different kinds of, you know, Fusion Center relief programs with the federal government. This obviously is a boost to Walmart's bottom line. This isn't something that mom and pop are able to participate in. I talked about the EB-5 immigrant visa program as well. Over the years, I've spoken, for example, about how Governor Butch Otter said that this is going to be a major economic boon for the state of Idaho. And what he was proposing is blasphemous, I think, in terms of the office of governor, to basically sell off pieces of Idaho in exchange for visas and favors. It's insane. So there are those kinds of benefits. It has a momentum to it. So when you patronize the smaller stores, and the smaller brands for that matter, you know, in simple terms, it looks like this. What ends up happening is these days, just to kind of give an illustration, you know, someone makes something, a great product in their garage or basement or whatever, and they develop a loyal following, and that following grows. And so you have a point where, and it's the same thing, whether it's music or a product, a soap, a thing, whatever. Someone makes a good product, has a loyal following, and then along comes, even if the person is dedicated to their loyal following and doesn't have plans of selling out, so to speak, as it's known, typically what will happen is some big box will notice, hey, this brand is great. It has a loyal following. They'll swoop in, offer these folks that have made a great product and have a loyal following an obscene amount of money. And so that's difficult to say no to in most cases. And so, and of course, the big box will promise not to adulterate the brand or the product. That's part of the deal. No, we promise to keep everything the same, except, you know, the devil's in the details. So then comes the selling out, and of course the product changes, gets rolled into the bigger and bigger box, and the narrowing down. I've seen in some cases, for example, in the social media world, Wildfire was an app that was great. There's another one that starts with an A. There are at least three products that I can think of where Wildfire was acquired by Google, for example, and the Wildfire team was told specifically by Google that they were going to get all of these resources. Google is going to help them make their product bigger. I remember the press release. They said, okay, we've been working on this deal, and the deal is final. And so they announced it with great fanfare. We're very excited about it. We have, you know, obviously it's Google. We have infinite resources compared to what we had, and look what we did with just the little bit that we had. Now we're going to do amazing things. And the next day, the brand was shut down until further notice. Guess what? Further notice hasn't happened. It's been years now. I think that was 3 or 4 years ago. Anyway, that kind of thing happens. The brand gets shut down, or it gets adulterated. And of course, the audience doesn't know, the base, you know, audience or the demographic, these loyal folks that support the product or whatever, either it gets shut down or adulterated. And, you know, we see that in what are called organic products and things like that. Those usually get scooped up. And, you know, you stick some well-known face that appeals to a broad audience on it. I can't think of the woman, you know, the ladies' clothing lines, for example, that have, oh gosh, Victoria Principal, I think is what I'm thinking of. Anyway, so you have that kind of thing that happens. But if the people would just say, you know what, we're not going to do that. It's difficult to hold out as someone who makes a product. And of course you sign NDNCs, non-compete, non-disclosure agreements when the big boxes throw obscene amounts of money at people. So that's difficult. But if people would just say no to that, if we wouldn't fall prey to that kind of greed, and if we would think when we're buying products, not just the fact that quality has a price, and in this technocratic society, moving toward, again, Jeremy Rifkin's book, The Zero Marginal Cost Society, The Internet of Things, The Collaborative Commons, and The Eclipse of Capitalism. Everything's going to cost nothing. The marginal cost of everything will be zero. Well, how are you going to do that? No workers. That's how. No workers' wage. Yeah, you don't need wages anyway, right? We're all going to wear gray smocks like Hillary Clinton. And we'll all look like Chairman Mao. We'll all get our UBI, our Universal Basic Income. We'll all be able to buy one product, and the energy and resources that we use will be meted out to us by Google and Microsoft through their smart meters and so forth. Sounds fun, doesn't it? Anyway, if folks would choose to stick to the smaller brands that make a better product and not be lured into these other products, then we wouldn't have a lot of the problems that we have, quite frankly. It has a momentum, if that makes sense. That's hopefully that makes sense. Anyway, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, the title of, and that, of course, is the title of Mike Rivero's video, but the title of Carol Quigley's book was The Anglo-American Establishment, which is interesting. And there are some of those characters in there as well. And so the point is, getting back to Jefferson's bill for the more general diffusion of knowledge, getting knowledged up. You know, he says we need to get people knowledged up in society so that, possessed thereby of the experience of other ages and countries, they may be enabled to know ambition under all its shapes. Imagine. Washington expressed a similar sentiment. Jackson in his farewell address, which I think everyone should read. I am dismayed that we're all not familiar. You know, those parting words, he said, you have no longer any cause for fear from fear of danger from abroad. Your strength and power are well known throughout the world. It is from within, among yourselves, from cupidity, from corruption, from disappointed ambition and inordinate thirst for power, that factions will be formed and liberty endangered. It is against such designs, whatever disguise the actors may assume. Think about that. Wise words. It is against such designs, whatever disguise the actors may assume, that you have especially to guard yourselves. So, on that note, we'll be right back. Stick around.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. You know, all of this kind of traces back to what I was thinking about William Easterly's book, his latest book, The Tyranny of Experts, Economists, Dictators, and the Forgotten Rights of the Poor. And those who know William Easterly know, perhaps think of his other well-known book, The White Man's Burden, Why the West's Efforts to Aid the Rest Have Done So Much Ill and So Little Good, which always makes me think of Walden's, or Thoreau's Walden. and you know, chapter one, kind of around those words, the context, I suppose, of the quote that everyone thinks of. You know, there are 1,000 hacking at the branches to one who is striking at the root. So, what was the broader context? I want to give you a little bit of William Easterly's sentiments on this issue, the tyranny of experts, technocracy. And I think it's interesting, you know, one of the most fascinating expositories on it was his talk at the London School of Economics. And so that was interesting. He sounds very nervous, and understandably so. You know, this is kind of the London School of Economics is the headwaters of the self-appointed, self-proclaimed experts, you know, the Rhodesian legacy of the legitimization or so-called of the Fabian socialists, you know. So these folks that are going to tell us all, I mean, any look at the go to the Group of 30, for example, Group 30. What is it? Group30.org, I think. Yeah. And see how many of those folks are LSE attendees and graduates. So the context of Easterly's books actually is very similar to Thoreau's sentiments in Walden, that quote of, 1,000 hacking of the branches. So the context is this, if you're not familiar. From Thoreau's Walden, he wrote, "Be sure that you give the poor the aid they most need." A lot of folks will think of the Rockefeller family in America, for example, and what Gary Allen wrote in the Rockefeller File about this. Chapter 4, Profit Times Philanthropy Equals Power, is kind of where my mind goes. "Be sure that you give the poor the aid they most need, though it be your example which leaves them far behind. If you give money, spend yourself with it, and do not merely abandon it to them. We make curious mistakes sometimes. Often the poor man is not so cold and hungry as he is dirty, ragged, and gross. It is partly his taste and not merely his misfortune. If you give him money, he will perhaps buy more rags with it. I was wont to pity the clumsy Irish laborers who cut ice on the pond in such mean and ragged clothes, while I shivered in my more tidy and somewhat more fashionable garments, till one bitter cold day, one who had slipped into the water came to my house to warm him, and I saw him strip off 3 pairs of pants and 2 pairs of stockings ere he got down to the skin. Though they were dirty and ragged enough, it is true, and that he could afford to refuse the extra garments which I offered him, he had so many intra ones. This ducking was the very thing he needed. Then I began to pity myself, and I saw that it would be a greater charity to bestow on me a flannel shirt than a whole slop shop on him. There are 1,000 hacking at the branches to one who is striking at the root. And it may be that he who bestows the largest amount of time and money on the needy is doing the most by his mode of life to produce that misery which he strives in vain to relieve." On that note,
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.